I may not get to all of it, so we may have to, can you file it? Roger Hedgecock here today. Roger, Christ, I can't even get past the first word. Roger Hedgecock here today with author and businessman Craig R. Smith to give us his latest insights on the economy, the markets, and also to discuss his latest book, Don't Bank on It, The Unsafe World of 21st Century Banking. Now, over the next half hour, we'll be discussing, shit, I don't like any of that. Let me start over. Roger Hedgecock here with author and businessman Craig R. Smith to give us his latest insights on the economy, the markets, and to discuss his latest book, Don't Bank on It, The Unsafe World of 21st Century Banking. Over the next half hour, we'll be discussing a very important topic affecting everyone, banks, and our brave new banking world in which everything is becoming hackable, trackable, and taxable. According to the book Don't Bank on It, the banks we trust to safeguard our money are now one of the riskiest places to put it. The symbol of bank security has been the safe, says the book's back cover. Today, it should be the unsafe, because your bank deposits are now in danger in at least 20 major ways, from cyber criminals, money-hungry politicians, too-big-to-fail bankers, and those now stealing your dollar's value, including the dollars you thought were secure inside those bank vaults. In fact, over a century ago, Henry Ford summarized modern banking, saying, "It's well enough that people of the nation do not understand our banking and monetary system, for if they did, I believe there would be a revolution before tomorrow morning." Craig Smith, is this lack of understanding our money and banking system, which Henry Ford spoke of, what prompted you to write the book, Don't Bank on It? Are we on the cusp of a new economic revolution? Craig, in your book you say, quote, "Bank accounts have become a lose-lose investment in which you either lose a little, a lot, or everything. And unlike a casino, your bank gives you zero hope of chance of winning big." On page 214, you warn that most bank accounts today pay a negative return. Can you explain that? Craig, has this Fed policy of negative interest rates, aka financial repression, now created market bubbles everywhere? Government debt bubbles, stock and bond market bubbles. Why do you think so few people are taking action to protect themselves? Craig, you write, because fractional reserve banking adds this risk of bank runs to the economy, it makes a society more vulnerable and unstable. It has the potential to turn every rumor or problem into a crisis. Are we a crisisocracy? Could we really be at risk of a major bank run in America? All right, three bank shockers in your book. Bank shocker number one, on page 65 of Don't Bank on It, you write, when you deposit money into a fractional reserve bank, the bank actually becomes the de facto owner of an unsecured loan or asset you have given it. The receipt or passbook that you walk away with and think of as evidence of your bank account is instead an IOU. How is this possible? Please explain to America, how is it that our money suddenly becomes the bank's money under new international agreements and laws? Bank shocker number two. You write, the FDIC could only ensure the safety of about 7% of private U.S. bank accounts in a major financial crisis. That means only one of $14 on deposit in banks is actually covered by FDIC insurance. So it looks to me like we have fractional reserve banks that are backed up by fractional reserve insurance, correct? Doesn't the FDIC have to publicly disclose this? All right, Craig, bank shocker number three. Bank deposits are always welcomed, but each day it becomes harder to withdraw your own money. You write in the book, banks are now required to report any withdrawal of $10,000 or more and any, quote, unusual or, quote, suspicious financial activity by any customer to the federal government. So page 219, are we all criminal suspects now just because we need to withdraw cash for a holiday or to make a large cash purchase? It sure sounds like it. And Craig, let's talk about the emerging cyber threats of modern banking. On page 15, you write, Jesse James today could not steal your savings or identity, yet hackers and cyber warriors might be able to rob you within milliseconds from the far side of the world. China has 125,000 full-time cyber warrior hackers planning an electronic Pearl Harbor.